General Eisenhower. He was a good president. He wasn't an outstanding president, but he was a good president. And Nixon was a good president till all the scandals started coming out. And as I've said all along and still say, it's just that Nixon got caught, because I don't bet every man who ever sat in the White House had his little spies running around telling him what was going on. I don't think it was anything that was confined to the Nixon administration. I think they all did it, and will continue to do it.
Now, I wonder sometimes that I've talked to a lot of people, a lot of theoretical arguments about communism and capitalism and things like that. And it's kind of funny. You know what I think? One of the big things we have in the U.S. is personal freedom. Mm. And it's the kind of thing. I know in Germany and Austria, they actually march the kids to school. Mm-hmm. You have one person in the back of the line and another person here. And when the kids leave, they have the cafeterias and things all in one building and from two or three schools. And one person in back, one in front, and a line of kids, and they march all the kids over there, and they all sit down and they eat, and then they march them all back. And it's little things, very subtle things like that that you just wouldn't have.
That's the things that you would miss if you had to live there, and that's the first thing that the foreigners notice when they come here.
Mm-hmm.
I guess you followed the story of the Russian actress who was the illegitimate daughter of a naval officer. And that's what she said on television, that the freedom that the people have to walk down the street and to go into a store and buy anything they want if they have the money to buy it. And she said that, of course, she was a high-paid actress in Russia as far as salary goes, but she didn't have that freedom, and that's what she noticed first thing. People have so much freedom. So she managed to marry an American flyer, so she didn't have to go back.
That's great.
I don't see... of course, we've had the freedom all along, so... you have nothing to compare with, but just imagine living in Russia and being afraid to open your mouth because there might be a government agent on the outside of your house with listening to every word you said. You can't say a word against the government. Like, I can sit here and criticize Ford or Nixon or anybody else, and there's nobody to tell me I can't, but... how many, two or three Russian authors just recently who've been in all kinds of trouble because they dared to write a book criticizing the government. Who's that? Solzhenitsyn that's in exile now because he criticized the government and had to leave the country. We as Americans, with the freedom we've always had, we can't imagine living like that.
I know, you know.
It doesn't get through to you. I mean, you know what it is, but you, unless you've experienced that kind of prison, really, then it just would make you appreciate the freedom of this country all the more. Americans have always, we've had it easy in a war. What, we've never had any damage to our country. World War II, we didn't have any